This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Has reestablishing a winning culture been more difficult than even you expected?
I never thought that we would be able to reestablish a culture, you know, in year one. It's a process. It's hard to change a culture, and we're trying to put those pieces together. I think it would be a disservice, you know, to get to the end of the year and not know exactly what we have from a player or coaching perspective, and that has to be our focus.
Jerod Mayo yesterday, following the Patriots' blowout loss, 34-15 to Miami, non-competitive, ugly game, players laughing it off in the locker room after the fact. It's hour number two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Tier Tuesday. We'll tier off Thanksgiving foods.
Oh, I can't wait.
Coming your way about 15 minutes from now. So stay tuned for that. We'll also get to Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran at High Noon, and Kiefer Madness at 12:45. A lot in store here on a Tuesday on WEEI. Jerod Mayo is speaking right now, Keefe. We got the news yesterday that Jabril Peppers has been removed from the commissioner's exempt list. Mayo said that when Peppers is ready to go, hopefully they can get him into a game.
Okay.
And he's going to start practicing soon.
So probably this Sunday. I mean, it's pretty quick turnaround for guys like Barmore, wasn't it?
It very well could be this Sunday. Now, I'm surprised that Mayo answered it that way based on a tweet I saw yesterday from Doug Kide. The legal process is going to continue to play out. I mean, right. The Patriots had that in their statement.
In December, right?
Yeah, or January.
No, it was later.
Yeah, I think it's January. So Doug Kide said, per a league source, and this is Doug Kide at the Herald, the reason Jabril Peppers was removed from the commissioner's exempt list was because the baseline suspension for a violation of the personal conduct policy involving the actions for which he's accused is 6 games. He's already missed 7. He's got a court date on January 22nd. If he stayed on the commissioner's exempt list for the entirety of that, it would be 12 games. Kide says the NFL may still impose discipline at the end of the process if evidence is found that demonstrates Peppers violated the personal conduct policy. They're going to look into it, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. Should they play him?
I mean, if he's cleared or whatever, if he's not on the list.
I mean, he's not. He's off the commissioner's exempt list, but he still has a trial date.
I mean, they didn't cut him. Like, right. They kept him on the team. I feel like if he's on the team and he's not on the exempt list, then I think you do play him. Yeah, it's a weird, weird situation. You know, they got to figure out what's true, what isn't, and everything else. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to let the process play out. I think if he's eligible to play, you play him.
Mayo also said Peppers is in the building. He's there today.
Well, then there you go.
And when asked if he'll be a captain for the Patriots, because he was elected a captain earlier in the year, right?
Was he one of the original ones? They've had many different captains.
I think yes.
They were dropping like flies.
Yeah, because there was that graphic at the beginning of the year with Brissett and all the other captains on the team, and he was one of them.
Yeah. Cardona.
Mayo said we'll keep those conversations in-house.
Oh, okay.
If he's a captain.
Wait, why? We'll either see him at the 50-yard line or we won't.
Yeah.
So now captains are being secret?
I guess.
That's a weird thing.
Look, they better be sure he's innocent if they're going to play him in the meantime.
Yeah.
You know, they better have seen footage that exonerates him or something like that.
That's what his lawyer was claiming, right?
Yes.
That he had that.
Well, his lawyer claimed they had it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the team's seen it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a weird one.
Like, they better have something that exonerates him if they're going to put him on the football field.
Well, because
that's all I'd say.
The commissioner's exempt list kind of took some of the decision-making out of their hands. And so they were like, all right, they were able to do that. But then he's only had so many more, this process has only played out to a certain extent. So now they're in that spot where I feel like, all right, you had an opportunity to either like wash your hands of this and cut him and move on, but you stuck by him. And so if he's now off of this list, I think you end up playing him. But it's like, all right, it's like the risk reward here, I guess, if you're the Patriots.
So that's something that we could potentially see on Sunday for the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you get all the power rankings throughout the NFL on Tuesday. I always enjoy these. I check ESPN, Yahoo. I always go to Florio's as well.
Yep.
Mike Florio has the Patriots 29th.
Okay.
He says, if Jerod Mayo makes it to 2025, he's been beating this drum for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, that this is growing, too. Like, there are more and more people talking about this.
If Mayo makes it to 2025, he'll possibly be on the hot seat from week one.
Yikes.
So that's just something to think about.
It's not gone great for Jerod.
It has not. Let's see if he even makes it through this press conference today without stumbling.
He's talking now, right?
This is one. Yeah, I mean, it's still ongoing as far as I can tell. This is one I'm sure the Patriots are very nervous about. For a man who tends to put his foot in his mouth and say the wrong thing and have to correct it, this is a touchy subject with Jabril Peppers, and rightfully so. So I imagine we'll see if this applies any more pressure, but largely it's about the job he's done with this team, how poor they've been, the PR disasters, the, I think, inconsistent talking points, inconsistent messages that come out from the team that are immediately contradicted and have to be walked back. I think that's a problem. And he just looks completely in over his head. Same with Covington. Same with Alex Van Pelt. Same with Elliot Wolf. The whole thing looks like they're in over their head.
A bit.
We all love Drake Maykeefe.
Sure.
How long is it acceptable for the Patriots until they're competitive again? Define that how you want. How long will you give them?
I mean, they should be competitive next year. It doesn't look like they're going in that direction, though, right now. So, I mean, I guess you would have to say year three is sort of like a...
So you think
the longest way out?
You think year two is out?
No, I don't think it's out. I just feel like it's not trending that way. Let's see what they do in free agency. Let's see. I mean, less so the draft. Like, I think if you're banking on a lot of rookies coming in and making a huge impact, that's asking a bit much. Maybe your first round pick, because you're going to be picking so high. You know, whether you get a lineman or Travis Hunter or whatever, maybe that guy helps you a lot. The rest of it's much more of a crapshoot. But they need to be really aggressive in free agency, and they need to be able to bring in some more talent. Because right now, I mean, they're a long ways away, it feels like. They shouldn't be. I mean, the nature of the NFL is teams get better pretty quickly. Like, they love the idea of worst to first. So, I mean, I'm not ruling out next year, but I think, you know, the year after that would be sort of like the drop-dead date.
Okay. It would be very, very interesting to see what they do with that. And
so do you think next year, if they're not competitive, and what do you mean by competitive? You mean like not eliminated from the playoffs until the very end of the season?
500-ish?
Yeah, like 8 wins is the fewest wins to be like a competitive team.
Something like that, yeah.
Doesn't that seem like a long ways away
it
right
does,
now?
It does, but it shouldn't be.
No, I get that.
Draft well, sign some free agents. Like, I think they should have been competitive this year. They chose not to spend any money in free agency.
Right.
They chose not to do anything. They didn't make any trades for players that matter. They didn't sign anybody that mattered. They hit on their first draft pick. They missed on every other single pick. So they pretty much did as much wrong as you could to add to this team. But I think there was a window last offseason to be competitive this year. So, yeah, they better be competitive next year, by my estimation. That's certainly how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. Who are you most concerned about? Mayo, Wolf, Covington, Van Pelt?
Who am I most concerned with, is that what we said?
Yeah.
Mayo. I think Mayo, because Mayo's position is obviously extremely important, and I just feel like we can't find anything that he does well. Like, that is the big, I keep going back to that. Like, what is his strength? Or what would you point to? Like, if you were one to defend Jerod Mayo, what would be, like, your talking points? What would you say? Well, he does this, this, and this really well, and then try to ignore the other stuff.
Well, and I'd go a step further. They sold us that he would be a good communicator all offseason, and it might sneaky be the thing he's worst at.
It might be the thing he's the worst at.
That was supposed to be his strength. When you asked in the offseason, what's he good at? He's not a schemer. He doesn't call plays. No. He's never coached before. So what is he good at?
Well, other things you can do,
right? He worked at Optum, you know, so he knows how to communicate. He worked in a corporate environment, so he's a good communicator, obviously.
He was in the business world. He was in the media world for a minute.
It turns out he's terrible at the media.
Nice.
He's terrible at communicating, and those were supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what we were sold, that those would be his strengths, and they're not.
Like, Elliot Wolf, I feel like, might be... Not that I'm not trying to defend him, but he might be working with a few more restrictions. Just how much money is he allowed to spend? You know, Robert Kraft, I know, which I thought...
You said this yesterday. I think it's a fair point. Like, Wolf had a terrible free agency.
Yeah.
And I really blame him for the offensive line and trying to figure it out with Chuks Okorafor. Like, that was a mess. But I do think he was also hamstrung by the owner. I think that's a fair point.
Yeah, can you imagine a situation? We don't know this to be true, but if Elliot Wolf said to Robert Kraft, like, hey, listen, I know we offered Calvin Ridley this, but if we go to this, we might be able to get him. And he's like, no, it's too much. And then he's like, all right, what am I going to do?
Yeah, who do we blame when the Red Sox don't get free agents?
John Henry, more so Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
So I think he might have a little bit of an out there. The coordinators are kind of, you know, the coordinators. Van Pelt has been, I think, better than I thought. Of course, I went in with a very, very, very low expectation. DeMarcus Covington has had a bad year, and maybe they get a new guy, fine. But still, it's like, it's the head coach. Like, head coach and quarterback, head coach and quarterback. That's what everybody, you know, points to. It's what everybody wants in the NFL. It's the best formula for a competitive team year in and year out. Feels like you have the quarterback, feels like you do not have the head coach. So what's more likely? Either he's going to figure it out and become a really good head coach, or they replace him and the next guy is better than him.
Second thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure. That second thing. Also noteworthy, Drake May's college coach fired at the University of North Carolina, Mac Brown.
It's funny, because wasn't there just a story the other day that came out that was like, he wants to be back or something like that? It's like, well, it might not be up to you, Mac.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe that should have been the first sign he was in trouble. I didn't realize he was in any trouble at North Carolina. But you lose to BC. Not just lose to BC. Get smoked by BC.
Yeah, that's going to lose. You're going to lose your job.
Maybe that's the death knell for you. Would there be any reason for the Patriots to bring in him or anyone from his staff? Because they work with Drake in college, and maybe you can help bring things along.
I don't hate it, although I feel stronger.
Like, Mac Brown is an advisor for the last month, sure, but I don't want them running the North Carolina offense in New England.
No, and right now, you know, we kind of went through all the coaches that are talking to Mac Drake May as it stands right now. You know, Ben McAdoo, Alex Van Pelt, T.C. McCartney, Gerard Mayo, even though it might be less Mayo. I feel like their offense is not great by any means, but at least the development of Drake May seems to be headed in the right direction. I know a bit of a step back last week, but there's a lot of other stuff going on with the penalties and all the other nonsense. The defense being as bad as it is, I feel like, is more alarming than the offense right now.
Yeah. No, I would agree with
that.
They
need more help.
By the way, and I'm reading here from more of Gerard Mayo's press conference. Mayo was asked if he would take over defensive play calling.
He's like, I don't know how to do that.
I've never done that in my life. Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to start.
So he shouldn't, right? Because he doesn't know what he's doing. It'd be the first time he's doing that. Covington has more experience doing it than Mayo does.
He was asked, and he said, DeMarcus is doing a good job calling plays.
He's not.
It comes down to executing what play is called.
And once those guys cross the white line, there's nothing I can do for them.
Nope, I just call the plays, and then when they're out there, it's completely on the talent. So Mayo really has been putting it on Elliot Wolf these last couple of days. Don't blame the coaching staff. Uh-huh. What can we do once the players are out there between the white lines? And DeMarcus doing a good job calling plays. Players got to execute them. He's been circling the wagons for his coaching staff here the last couple of days and ratcheting up the pressure on Elliot Wolf, and it might be it's a him or me situation. One of them's going. Who's going to survive?
Yikes.
617-779-7937. It is a very, very busy Tuesday here, Keefe, on Jones and Keefe. We have Kiefer Madness at 1245. We have Tom Curran, Tommy Tuesday, at high noon. Get the latest on the Pats. It's also a tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off some Thanksgiving food coming up. And it's a D'Angelo's Tuesday,
Let's
Keefe.
Go!
Sandwiches are in the house. We're going to pick them out. We'll tell you what we're wolfing down here.
Scarf it down.
And we'll start to tear off some Thanksgiving food. D'Angelo's Tuesday, Keith.
Sure is.
Thanks for the sandwiches. Thanks for the sandwiches. I'm pretty excited, not gonna lie.
No, I'm pumped. It's the Thanksgiving sandwiches, too.
It is a Thanksgiving sandwich. You rip into yours yet there?
Nope. I'm going to wait until right after we tear this food.
I went
nice and hungry.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I went with a little mayo on mine, Keith. Mm-hmm. Just like I like to do with my leftover Thanksgiving sandwich the day after Thanksgiving. A big shout-out to D'Angelo's here on a Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to Tommy Curran at high noon. Tommy Tuesday, Keefer Madness, 1245. And it's a tier Tuesday, rather.
Yes.
No tears.
No.
And time to tear off some Thanksgiving food leading up to the holiday on Thursday. What do we have for tears today, Keefe?
All right, we're going to do Thanksgiving foods. That's right. Everything that'll be on the table coming up on Thursday. And I figure, similar to our Halloween candy tiers, and again, we can change these as we go, but I think we have pretty much five tiers.
Okay.
So the top tier, of course, goat.
The goat!
The goat. The goat tier.
I know. The more you play that drop, Nick, the more Keith enjoys it.
I like it quite a bit.
Yeah, keep that one handy.
Give me that.
What? Give me that.
Give me that.
Give
so
me
give
that.
Me that would be, you know, not goat foods,
not
but like
goat, but
you really like it. It's
still,
certainly on
that.
Your plate.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a priority item.
Yeah. Hey, Nana.
Yep.
Don't pass that to me. Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Frisky. Third tier Frisky. You get some Frisky foods. Maybe not maybe not considered the greatest, but like, don't sleep on
not
it.
Not your favorite, but don't exactly. Don't fall asleep on it. It's a nice little.
You're not eating it first. Yeah.
Maybe not second on your plate, right. But you'll get to it and you'll like it.
The mayo grown is the that's the fourth tier. That's sort of like, all
it's
right.
It's one I'm going to eat.
Yeah, I don't love this.
I don't love it, but out of respect to who made it.
Somebody made it. Somebody spent the time.
I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the last tier is just trash.
I think it's trash.
That item you'll just throw in the trash.
That one I won't eat.
You're like, this I can't eat. You can give, I don't have room on the plate for it.
Yeah.
And they're going, no, have it. You're
and
going,
in fact, I'm not even going to feed it to the dog. It's going in the trash.
Dog doesn't want it.
No.
Dog doesn't want it.
Dog won't eat it.
Throw this in the trash.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, we have a lot of items to get to, so why don't you kick us
off? All right, let's start it off. Mashed potatoes.
So this might shock
you. Well,
I think it's more a gimme dad.
I think it's a gimme dad as well.
Okay.
Now,
let's save some room on that top tier.
They're very good.
They're very good.
And
it's a staple.
Yeah, I like to make a little volcano with the gravy there.
Oh, you do?
Like, pour that right
in.
A
little science experiment.
Yeah, get a little dent in the top of the mashed potatoes, dump that right in, let it run everywhere. Yeah, I like that.
You also pick up a lot of your corn with the mashed potatoes.
Oh, you can pick up everything. It's just kind of a catch-all.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it the GOAT? I would argue mashed potatoes very, very good. But there are items on the plate I like more.
Agreed.
Are you picky at all about how they're made? Instant versus, you know,
make them real ones.
Okay.
There's no one instant on Thanksgiving.
Well, if somebody did, would that bother you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you like a chunky one? Like with where you got like the skins and stuff in there?
Oh, that's a dirty mash.
Give me some lumps.
Is that what that is? Yeah, some lumps. That's the word I'm looking for.
No, I don't want lumps.
I don't want to eat my mashed potatoes with a straw. Give me some lumps.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, I said chunky lumps is the better. That's the better word.
I want it to have basically the same consistency as like eggnog. I want it to be like that cooked. I want it to be smooth.
You like gruel?
Yeah.
No, you're a oatmeal gruel man.
Well, like peanut butter.
Prison mashed potatoes.
I like a creamy peanut butter. I don't like nuts
and
stuff.
I do as well, but those are different foods.
Chunky. Yeah. Different foods, but similar. I have the same stance on it. No, just whip it a little bit longer. I don't need the... I don't need the lumps.
So now you're calling out whoever made them. Now it's really just lazy to think
about. I spit right out. What is this?
Billy, are we right saying gimme that, or is it a goat food?
I'd put it as a goat, but yeah, put it as a goat.
Okay.
All right, we're going gimme that.
Billy already doesn't like how we started.
No, he didn't like it, but that's fine.
Okay.
Two to one on that, so we're going to keep
shame and lumpy mashed potatoes. You already lost me.
Yeah, you
gimme that. One item in, I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
All right, what's next?
Carrots.
Mayo grown?
I was going to say, could they be frisky? No. Depending on how you do, can you doll them up a little bit?
I mean, you can.
You can put a little sugar on them or whatever.
But even still.
All right.
Even still, am I like loving eating these?
No,
I'm going to eat
them.
I'm going to eat them. Somebody brought them. They put some time into
it. Put a little color on your plate.
Yeah.
Because you can have a lot of, it could be all very kind of just beige. And then all of a sudden.
Good for the eyeballs.
Great for the eyes.
You probably need more carrots over there. Based on the way you're squinting at these TVs, you probably need more carrots.
I can't see any of these TVs.
But yeah, I would say that's a mayo grown.
Do you think for Christmas we can get some bigger TVs in here? They got like the Michael Scott TVs in here. Like, this is insane.
Ken? You pop your head back in here.
Well, one of them legit doesn't even have cable. So get rid of that one.
Well, no, we need the clock.
No, that's a clock. Look to the right of the clock.
Oh, that one.
That's a screen that's the Google search page.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the countdown to the draft one. Yeah.
Well, we
needed that.
Yeah, throw that out.
You want to watch games or you want to count down to the draft, Keith?
We'll countdown.
Please.
That's fine.
Gravy.
Oh, that's goat.
No.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not even a big gravy guy.
Wait.
It's not.
Smooth mashed potatoes and dry turkey.
Yeah. What is wrong
with you? I don't do dry turkey. I do dark meat turkey.
Thanksgiving, if there's no gravy, I would be irate.
But it's not the goat.
It's goat.
No, if there's no gravy, you have to leave the house.
Yeah.
You can't stay.
I would walk out. I would walk out.
Listen, I just think
no mashed potatoes, I'd be like, don't love it, but okay, fine. I'll deal with that.
It's not good for as bad as it is for you, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
I eat plenty of bad stuff, but it needs to be delicious. Gravy's not delicious to me. But I won't fight the mob here. If you guys want to put it,
where would you put it?
I would put it as frisky or mayo grown.
Oh, wow. So far off. Yeah, Billy.
It's vital to any plate.
Billy, a nice thick gravy too. Like heavy. I don't want your your thin watery mashed potato gravy.
Or,
Keith just wants soup. Keith just wants all of his Thanksgiving in just a bowl.
Do you eat or drink soup?
Good question. I eat it.
Okay.
Right. With a spoon.
We're like three things in. There's been more disagreement already.
Yeah,
we're on very different plates. I think on Thursday we're all going to have very different looking plates.
I say goat. You say what?
I say like mayo grown.
No!
How do we even square
that away?
Well, put it in goat. Because
okay,
three
goat.
You guys
oh, so you're
goat.
Just bending the knee. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's
good,
fine.
Good, good. We bullied him.
I'm going to fight you on that.
Good.
All right, something sweet. How about apple pie?
Mayo grown.
Oh, really?
I don't love apple pie. I don't love, there's one pie, well, two pies I like. I'll tell you one of them later.
Yeah.
I'll put, I don't know. I'm not like a huge apple pie guy. I'll probably go all weekend without any apple
so
pie.
So I Frisky. I was maybe going to argue, give me that, but let's meet in the middle on Frisky.
All right.
Let's meet in the middle on Frisky. Apple pie.
Apple pie's Frisky.
I think you can get one that's not great. I said this before. Good apple pie is great, but you can get, they're inconsistently made. You can get a bad one.
I'd rather just eat an apple. If somebody's like, hey, there's an apple on the table or there's apple pie, I'd have the apple.
I don't know how each food takes are getting worse. I don't know how this is possible.
Hot food takes.
But yeah, they're not. I'm not loving these. Let's put it in Frisky. Right.
Fried.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Mayo grown?
Come on! Give me
no,
that.
No
it's at least give me that.
The goat.
It's you should love it. Based on how you like food,
biscuits.
You just slop a biscuit through everything and just eat it at the end. Love it.
I don't love biscuits.
Give me that. So where does that land? Frisky again? How would you vote for
Billy,
biscuits?
Where are you going with biscuits?
I'm going, what's the lower option of the two?
Trash. Oh, mayo mayo grown.
Yeah, I'm going mayo grown. I'm going mayo grown because I prefer other things that are on this list as my sponge.
It also fills you up, which is outrageous. On that day, I don't need something that has very little flavor to fill me up.
Well, it has all the flavors because you sop everything up at the end.
Just use your fork.
It's your edible sponge.
Yeah.
Just lick the plate.
It actually has the most flavor. It has more flavor than any individual thing on your plate because it has everything on it.
Well, some people just cut it and put a little butter on it and eat it that way.
Well, that is gross.
Okay.
Then you're doing it
Some people do that.
Okay, so we settled on what? Mayo grown?
Mayo grown.
So we have nothing in the trash and nothing goat yet. Okay.
Nothing. No, gravy we put in goat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Three of you guys were all very big gravy heads.
Yes.
All right, this one's garbage. Creamed onions.
No, that's trash.
Yeah, I think it's trash.
I can go right in the trash.
I'm putting creamed onions in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is cranberry sauce.
So this is like,
a homemade
real,
cranberry
like there's
sauce.
Cranberries like a can. In it. I would say this is mayo grown.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay. Mayo grown.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. It's, I'll eat it. If it's my only option, I'll pop it on there, but there's an option I like better.
Yeah, same.
Green bean casserole.
So this was Hunter Henry's favorite side.
Yep.
It does feel like they must do something different with it in the South to make it taste better, because I personally don't like it.
You don't even like it? So where would you put it? I would have it at least Frisky. I like it. It's weird to be like, it's the one thing I need, but I like
green bean casserole. I think I'd put it in the trash.
Really?
I would open the trash bin.
I think it's trash.
Dump it in there.
You guys all think it's trash?
Bill?
I don't think it's trash, but I'm not like going to a Thanksgiving dinner like, oh man, I can't wait to get my mix on that green bean casserole.
But I'm making sure it's on my plate. Like I'm not.
Really?
Yeah,
There's room on your plate for green bean casserole?
Yeah, green bean casserole. Cream of mushroom, some fried onions on top.
I don't know, it's not going to kill you, but like I'm not trying to have it. So you want
like
that?
A crispy onion.
So
I would
you think it's Frisky?
You say trash, I say Frisky, so mayo grown.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Peas.
I mean, peas.
Trash.
I would, on Thanksgiving, I'd throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
Any other day of the year, they're fine. That's a fine little side. But on Thanksgiving, I would throw peas in the trash.
Does this holiday stink or something?
See you later.
Like two good foods so far.
Well, we're not there. There's more to go.
Yeah, there's
more.
There's trash.
You haven't gotten the good foods yet.
Fear not. There's good foods coming.
Peas in the garbage. That's not a day for peas.
Yeah. Keep your peas.
Creamed corn.
So the reason why I would argue that it's more mayo grown is because it is the perfect. I would rather take a scoop of mashed potatoes and dump them in the corn than I would the peas. That goes better together.
Can I look ahead before I vote on this? Is there a future corn option, or is this my only corn option?
It looks like just cream corn.
Okay, it's just cream corn, then I'm going to treat that
grown.
As corn. Mayo grown,
let's go,
I guess.
It's corn.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go mayo grown.
Yeah, mayo grown.
Okay.
I'll eat it, but
corn bread.
Oh, cornbread.
The goat?
Right up there with the goat. Yeah.
The goat?
Cornbread's great.
Good cornbread. Good cornbread is some of the greatest food
now
in the
you
world.
Can get a real dry, crummy cornbread.
No, but let's base this off of whoever's doing it is doing it right. Because that's the same thing. Well, once we get to turkey, that's the other thing. Some people do turkey bad.
Yeah, that's true. But
same with cornbread. Like, you bite into cornbread and
so we're assuming everything's the best it can be.
Yeah.
Cornbread's great.
At its top, it's unbeatable.
Goat that.
I love cornbread.
And then rolls, just classic regular bread rolls.
So how's that different than a biscuit?
Well, we had biscuits.
Biscuits dry as hell.
Biscuits drier.
Picturing dinner rolls before.
I put them both there. To me, there's not a huge difference.
Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, let's put them both there.
Yeah.
Okay,
sweet potato casserole.
Not for me. I like regular potatoes. I do not like sweet potatoes. I'm not a 3-year-old.
I I guess mayo grown it. I'll eat it. If it's there, I'd scoop it out. Somebody made it. Somebody went through the top. I'm not throwing it in the trash like peas. Get that out of my face. No, but I wouldn't love eating
that. All right.
All right, and then jellied cranberry, so the can-shaped one.
Yeah, you take it right out of the can, it's got, like, the ribs in it.
Yeah.
Basically tells you where to cut it.
For his and her.
And her pleasure. Yeah. That's a gimme that. I don't think it's a goat. I love it. I end up eating it. I feel like
gimme that.
In my family, nobody really eats it except for me. I feel like they get it for me.
Do you get both on Thanksgiving, typically? And everybody goes for the other one, and you go for the canned?
Yeah, some years that's definitely
happens. That's basically how it typically goes. Most people will go for the homemade one over the canned. I like the canned. Because you can kind of mash it up and do what you want with it.
Do whatever you want with it. Yeah, I like it when it's nice and cold. It's like the one cold thing on the plate.
I think
it's a gimme that.
What are you putting it on?
Nothing. Wait, my fork.
You just eat it? You don't put it on the turkey?
Nope.
So it's not stab some turkey, stab some cranberry?
Nope. Eat the cranberry on its
own. Just eat it like it's its own thing?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's good.
Is that what you guys do?
Oh, no, we're not saying it's not good, but...
But
no,
what do you do?
Those, no, mine. Yeah. Mine.
You eat with a spoon?
I'll just you just cut it with the fork and then you stab it and eat it.
He's like, well, I have my mom cut it for me, and then I sit there and I
have to use the child bite.
It's all over my turkey. That's where it sits on the
plate.
That's
fine. Yeah. Well, like, because
I need surface area for the rest of my food, so I'm not wasting surface area on the plate.
I'll eat it on its own, and then like the next day when you're doing sandwiches, I'll like spread
lop it right on there. Okay,
yeah, spread it on there.
Yeah, okay. So what do we settle on? We settle on gimme that.
Gimme that.
That's a good spot.
That's a gimme that.
Yeah, it's a gimme that.
Pecan pie.
Well, not one of my two
favorites. You're shaking over
not
there.
Not one of my two favorite pies.
I would give me that pecan pie.
How about Frisky?
Fine.
All right, let's put
That's where we put apple?
No, apple is in...
You're right.
Yeah,
pop it right next to apple.
Frisky pies.
But I would...
Pecan pie's too sweet almost. Sweet.
But if I had apple or pecan, they're sitting next to each other, I would go pecan first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What about pumpkin pie?
That's give me that?
Give me that for me.
Give me that.
I like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the best of the pies.
Give me that.
Or second best. I would put it, though, give me that. It can't be a goat food, but I think it's... This I will have. Like, over the weekend, I won't have pecan pie.
I won't eat pumpkin pie is if I just... overdid it. Right. If I overdid it at the meal, I'll probably still eventually get around to it.
Yes.
But that's the only reason I wouldn't eat it. I would make a point to eat that every Thanksgiving.
Maybe by the time the night football game comes around, you're like, hey, now's the time for me to get...
Yeah, I've taken my first or second... Thanksgiving nap. I'm up now for the late football game.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that pumpkin pie.
Pour yourself a nice eggnog drink and a slice of pumpkin pie.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. So there's no really difference here. Just stuffing.
Goat. I mean, like, easy goat. Doesn't even matter what it is.
Like the homemade one. Like people do a homemade stuffing. That's what goes in the bird. But then there's people that will do the stovetop as a side as well.
I'd eat either one.
I'll eat both. Stuffing in the bird to me is better, but like it's still the best thing no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what, stuffing / dressing, whatever you want.
If I could eat one thing on Thanksgiving, it's that.
That's it. Just give me a giant mound of that.
As much as I like cornbread or whatever else we had on the goat, it is a goat of goats.
It's the goat
is what it is. And it's really the one acceptable day of the year you can eat it.
I'm also shocked anytime anybody, when you ask them what their favorite side is, when this
is not stuffing. Right. Like Hunter Henry green bean casserole. Yeah. I like green bean casserole.
Yes, you do.
But... It's
compared
not even
to
close.
Stuffing?
I murder it in 2 seconds to eat stuffing.
That's a wild take.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
I would also say goat. I know you can eat mac and cheese a lot of days of the year, but if mac and cheese is there and I could slap that on my plate next to everything else, like a good homemade mac and cheese, that goat.
I feel like this is one that wasn't always an option for me growing up. Like you'd have so many choices. You'd have like a massive
We didn't eat it when I was younger either. Now I would say it's more of a staple these days.
It's kind of worked its way in over the recent years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I feel like there'd be so much other stuff that I don't really remember eating mac and cheese, but I'll never say no to mac and cheese.
So where are you saying? Put it.
I'll put it in the goat. They're all different kinds, but
what's the crispy stuff you get on top of the homemade mac? What is that?
Is that Ritz crackers? Maybe
is that what it is? Yeah, nodding back there. Yeah, nice.
Or think shredding one or the other.
You can do either one.
Real nice.
Yeah. Real nice is right. that's a good.
I might kind of eat a plate of food like traditional Thanksgiving, and then pop on some mac and cheese like after that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like a second course.
You're living it up.
Yeah.
Okay, ham.
Trash.
On Thanksgiving, I might throw it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash. On Thanksgiving. Maybe any day, but on Thanksgiving, I'm throwing it in the trash.
I'm not anti-ham in general, but on Thanksgiving, I personally might throw that. I know not everybody loves turkey. I think that's insane.
There's so many better meats, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm not eating, especially on Thanksgiving. Like
similar to peas. Yeah, it's the same as peas to me.
Like if you're like, hey, Easter, we're having a ham. You're like, we're having a ham.
364 days of the year, I'm happy to eat ham. I'm happy to eat peas. On Thanksgiving, I think I'm throwing both in the trash.
I think it's trash.
Yeah. Wiggy's a big ham guy.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that.
Yeah.
And then you hear what they're saying this morning.
I don't know.
Courtney's dad doesn't like turkey.
Uh-huh.
So every Thanksgiving, her mom makes a mistake. So he's the one guy at the table.
That's awesome.
Stuffing down his steak.
My dad was the same way.
He gets a steak every Thanksgiving?
Yeah, he would have my my brother-in-law make a roast beef.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
And he would put in like the set it and forget
it.
So
was everybody like, I'm not eating the turkey. Was everybody very jealous of it? Or was everybody
kind
of like...
It was kind of accepted it. Everybody knew it was coming.
Got it. Huh.
People are like, can I get a little of that? So he's like, no,
this is my steak.
This is what I have.
It's my day. It's my steak.
You know, because he would buy it. My
you
dad
heathens,
would buy it.
Oh, yeah,
he
would
you
buy
know
it.
What I mean?
You
so it would be
like turkey.
He would get a big chunk of it, like a nice hunk of meat, and put it in that set it and forget it grill.
That's kind of hilarious. I've never heard of that, but honestly, Kathleen, if you're listening, that's not the worst thing in the world. I like turkey.
I'm like, oh, here's.
But that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Here's dad's lobster that he gets.
My dad would also make my mother make a squash pie. Which in reality, if you had a squash pie and a pumpkin pie right next to each other, you would have no idea what the difference was. Yet my poor mother had to make one of each every year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do a sweet potato pie or a squash pie.
One just sounds so much worse.
No, they look identical, but if you did a taste test, you could tell.
Yeah, it's
you
worse.
Could definitely tell.
Yeah.
And finally, turkey.
All right, so this is not on this tier maker thing that we're looking at. It's not split up white or dark.
We're going to split them?
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not.
We're just taking turkey as it is, but you can basically pick whatever you would choose. I pick dark meat turkey, but
same. I usually do a blend, but if I have to pick one or the like, I could only get one.
Yeah.
I'm going dark meat as well. On Thanksgiving, goat.
Goat on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Like, I'm torn between that and give me that.
Okay, you want to go give me that with
it? I think it's more give me that because it's never the best thing on the plate, but I'm with you. People badmouth it, and I don't stand for that.
Yeah, I don't
it's
appreciate
a lot better
that.
Than people.
I'm trying to send a shot across their bow by making it goat.
I just think compared to right now on the goat tier, it's stuffing, mac and cheese, cornbread, and gravy.
Yeah, so I'm working my way to turkey eventually and eating. First of all, I'm lathering it in gravy, and second, and cranberry sauce.
The give me that tier is solid. It's mashed potatoes.
Let's pop it and give me that.
If jellied cranberry and pumpkin pie.
If you could split them up, dark meat, white meat.
I'd go dark meat, goat, and then I'd do white.
Mayo grown. Like, I'll eat
frisky.
It.
Frisky. Because it's great with mayonnaise on a sandwich and like that kind of thing. But just on its own, you need the gravy or you need everything else that's on the
plate. I'm eating it, but I'm kind of hate eating it compared to the dark meat. Yeah, right.
It's a tradition.
Like, I'm like, who ate all the dark meat?
Like the Macy's Day Parade.
I'm just side-eyeing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to tear off the Macy's Day Parade real quick?
Trash. Yeah, although sometimes they have Sonic. Sonic rolls through. Woody the Woodpecker.
Sure.
What is he, some sort of instigator? there's usually a handful of things that you see that you're like, why is this even out there?
Yeah, I would drop that down.
Does AC Slater host it? I feel like they've had some good hosts.
Sounds
in the
right.
Past. I think he's on there.
I like watching the dog show. I like watching
Westminster's?
I think it's the American Kennel.
Oh, it might be American Kennel.
I think is what it is. I like watching the dog show on Thanksgiving.
Then
football starts and I can't go back.
Haas dogs never win, which is a shame.
No.
Your St. Bernards, your Newfoundlands, they never win. But they're the best. When they're like, here comes like the working group. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Yeah, it's very biased
These
against
guys
anything.
Are all running around like crazy. They never win.
It's all a very snooty, high-class event. So the
they're
working
going
dogs
with
are
the
not
poodle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The poodle again.
The
come
50th
on.
Year in a row.
Yeah. Every year with the poodle.
Seriously.
Again.
Cav hasn't won in a while. I've been rooting for the Cavs the last few years. I haven't won in a while.
Yeah, a good-looking beagle every once in a while.
Oh, sure.
They show out.
Yeah.
But I like when they're like, here's like the Tibetan Mastiff. And you're like, oh my God. It's like this huge guy. It's like the dog from Harry Potter comes running out. And you're like, let's go.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're going with the standard miniature poodle. I'm like, God.
Okay, so we tiered off everything.
I think we did a pretty good job.
Real quick, give me a recap.
Goat tier, gravy, cornbread, stuffing, mac and cheese.
Give me
that tier. Mashed potatoes, jellied cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and turkey.
Good tier.
Frisky, apple pie, pecan pie.
Maybe a little low.
Mayo grown.
That's it on Frisky?
That's it for Frisky.
Wow, okay.
Only two Frisky foods.
Hmm.
Mayo grown. Carrots, biscuits, bread rolls, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, cream corn, and sweet potato casserole.
I think green bean casserole is too low, but keep going.
And then trash, we're going with creamed onions, peas, and ham. Some poor guy is going to have a plate of ham, peas, and
creamed onions.
Well, on most days of the year, I'd say that's a fine dinner. Maybe not the creamed onions, but no. I would say most of the days of the year, that's a fine dinner. On Thanksgiving, that's a trash person dinner, mm-hmm. is what I would say. So there you go. Those are the tiers.
Good job, everybody.
Every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We're about to sink our teeth into... Thanksgiving in a sandwich from D'Angelo's. Big shout out again to D'Angelo's for dropping that off. They're grilled sandwiches. Get those in your life. They're a great lunch every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Reminder, sponsorship opportunities available on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll get back into the Patriots. Drake May's development, is that going according to plan? All your phone calls and our thoughts on Drake May coming up next.
Do you have a turnover problem? Are you turning the ball over too often?
As myself, you know, kind of, looking back and looking at, the plays, I think so. I definitely think so that, from the standpoint of, turning the football over, you can't do that in this league. And, right now I would say it's a problem. I think, most of my turnovers aren't, really, being careless, throwing the ball careless in the, difficult spots. I think, the tipped interception, I think, that's a tough one. The fumble, obviously, you put the ball in harm's way of, protecting the football, but I wouldn't say it's a problem.
Tiers are available at Keefe21. On Twitter, Keith really firing up the people with his food takes today.
Specifically, people are mad about the takes.
Specifically the gravy one.
I'm not a huge gravy guy. I know.
It's very controversial. It seems like you don't even like it.
No.
Forget not.
Probably won't even eat it.
A huge gravy guy.
Wild.
Brian poked his head in the last break.
He's a big peas guy.
Team peas back
there.
He
came in here to speak for peas. I was like, all right.
Which is like, hey, get out of here.
Take a hike.
Peas.
Peas, please.
What I need those for? There's so many foods on Thanksgiving. I gotta eat
the
peas.
Plate's only so big.
Thank you.
In all seriousness,
exactly.
You can't just walk around and like.
That's why I think it's wild. You put cranberry in its own area. I need this. I need the surface. I need.
Yeah,
that's important real estate.
It's pretty much just mashed potatoes, stuffing that takes up over half the plate because you just have like a glutton kind of scoop.
That's
and you're
a
just
good
like,
point. Yeah,
so
I'm like,
that's most.
There might not be enough for seconds, so I'm getting it now.
And then I do turkey, and then I do like a little bit of the canned cranberry sauce. That's kind of it.
Really?
I don't know if there's a lot of room for anything else. And then later you can circle back, get like a pumpkin pie. Or if there happens to be cornbread.
I'm wedging in mac and cheese and some bread of some sort.
I need two plates.
I'm wedging in the green bean casserole. Yeah, it's just all in there.
Like an absolute pig.
So check those out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. If you didn't get a chance to listen earlier, a long drive, I'm sure, for most of you sitting in traffic on Thanksgiving or leading up to Thanksgiving, get the Audacy app on your phone. Good time of the year to do that.
Michael in the car is he's stuck in traffic. He just tweeted us, making traffic somewhat enjoyable.
Somewhat.
And making me super hungry.
Good.
Just questionable choices, but solid tears. He also said, I love the steak idea. Yeah, that's Billy's
dad. I can't get over that one.
Billy's dad and Courtney's dad apparently just get steaks, the Thanksgiving steaks.
Yeah, well, that's the most shocking thing. It's like, okay, Courtney I said that about her father earlier today. You're like, okay,
Billy's
one person does that. No, my dad does that too. So that multiple people's fathers get their own steaks at this radio station.
Requests. I'd be like, I'll take some crab.
I never realized I had that kind of power on Thanksgiving to request things.
Once we get a little bit older, once you hit 50 maybe, that's when you're like, listen, I'm not eating turkey
anymore. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I've had a lot of Thanksgivings.
I don't look forward to much of my life.
That's true.
Can I have a steak?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Well, speaking of wonderful food, D'Angelo's with another great drop. Serious lunch upgrade. You can get that at D'Angelo with their grilled sandwiches. All Thanksgiving subs today.
I have literally one bite left, and it's because I'm a professional. I didn't.
You want to save it
at the very. Well, yeah, because you can tell when you've eaten.
He decided to eat on air yesterday, so he didn't do it today.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it 2 days in a row.
I didn't do it today.
Yeah, yeah.
But the sub's gone.
It's been how many days since Keith's last time eating on the air? We X'd that off.
Have a little countdown. But yeah, no, I did. People were wondering in the Twitch chat. I did consume 98% of the entire sub.
So it's Tier Tuesday, D'Angelo Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Curran coming up here in a few moments. We can get his thoughts on Jabril Peppers, who just met with the media. It was about a 2-minute interview, I guess, Keith. Mayo confirmed earlier today he's in the building. Obviously, he talked with the media, so he's there. He wouldn't confirm whether or not he'll be a captain. It sounds like he's going to play soon. Peppers said that his attorney has advised him not to speak on the charges that he faces.
Yeah.
His legal team has cooperated with the NFL's investigation. He has spoken with ownership. I think that's noteworthy. Let's circle back to that in a moment.
I would agree.
And he's not sure if he'll play on Sunday. Okay, so you agree. He's spoken to ownership. He's off the commissioner's exempt list. I said this earlier, the Patriots better not play him in a game unless they have something that exonerates him. They might. I mean, for all, I have no idea what they have access to and what they've seen.
Yeah.
But they better not just be taking him at his word and his attorney's word. They better have more than that if they're going to put him out on the football field this weekend.
Yeah, I would think so. And I think just with what's happened, the history of this franchise, I mean, there was just a whole TV show dedicated to Aaron Hernandez. And I just feel like if you're Robert Kraft, you need to be 100% certain that, you know, this isn't going to blow up in your face. And you can put about, you can wear a Patriots uniform and play in a game Sunday in front of millions of people. And, you know, because this process isn't over yet. Like, he's off the commissioner's exempt list, but we just had an update, was it last week, that he's going to have another court date coming up in January. Yeah. So, like, there's still a decision to be made then. But Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft must be very confident that it's going to come out on the other side and Peppers is going to be exonerated and all that other stuff. Because if not, man, that is going to look...
Well, they met with him.
Pretty bad. So they met with him. So, like, did they take his word for it?
It sounds that way. I mean, maybe they have more than that, but at bare minimum...
Yeah, it might have to be more than your word,
so that,
really.
So that's what I would hope. And I know there's going to be a whole crowd, oh, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? Well, I mean, no one's throwing him in prison. It's just he's not... He's not guaranteed a job on the football field, guaranteed an ability to play in the meantime.
And he's also
the
like,
Patriots can control that.
Yeah.
And now the Patriots are in charge of it. The league is no longer in charge of it.
Yep.
He's off the commissioner's exempt list. It's up to them. I wouldn't play him barring exonerating evidence, which I don't know how they can have it. They're moving forward with the trial in January. I don't know how they'd have it.
And even though like it shouldn't come down to this, it does when, you know, these things pop up. How good is the player? Right, like it's the reality. It's a business. It's pro sports. And you saw the Kansas City Chiefs a few years ago. Now, I know there was video of Kareem Hunt, but the allegations against Tyreek Hill were horrible. Yep. Like, they were insane, like with kids and everything else. And what happened? They cut Kareem Hunt. They kept Tyreek Hill. They eventually traded him, but, like, they kept him on the team. And they
didn't trade him for
there.
That, yeah.
Whereas, like, Jabril Peppers, if you're just talking about the player, like, he's a nice player. He's a good safety. But, like... the risk reward there, like you could cut him and it wouldn't be the end of the world. You're not cutting one of your like your very best players. Plus your team sucks. So like if you're more worried about the PR aspect of it, you could cut him and move on. Therefore, I feel like they must be pretty sure that it's all right.
Hopefully they have good judgment on this. Their judgment has been very, very, very suspect in recent years. So hopefully they get this one right, because that's going to be a real bad look for the organization. All right, well, we'll get you up to speed on Drake May and his development. We'll circle back to that later on in the show. Just wanted to drop in the news there on Jabril Peppers. Tommy Curran standing by on a Tommy Tuesday from NBC Sports Boston. We'll get to him next.